Many of you want to talk about being catfished. A couple of you, you have catfished other people. 888-456-9970. Brought this up because Dina Lohan on Celebrity Big Brother brought this up, that she's been in a relationship, as she calls it, with a man that she's never FaceTimed with, that she's never met in person. They just chat over the phone.
If he won't FaceTime, that's it. You know it's fake.
Yeah.
Okay? Do I need to say anything more? And if anybody ever asks you for money, I feel like I need to teach a class. If anybody asks you for money,
oh, that's a
line. That's fake. They didn't get shot. Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They don't have a disease.
An illegitimate baby. What did Jackie Hollywood say? The guy would always say, "I can't meet because my mom
died." My mom's in the hospital.
Nobody's mom dies. Okay. That's just not happening. Mm. They're not going to ask you for money for these things.
But still, yet. It happens so much.
I know. That's why I'm making this clear to everybody.
Yeah. Greg's masterclass.
Yes. I'm going to do a masterclass like that guy did with the makeup
by
how
Mario.
Not to get catfish.
Now.
And then if you're going to send money, send it to me for saving you from this.
There you go.
Maybe you can make some money from
Simple.
This. From this class, this masterclass. Lots of anonymous calls, too. Another anonymous story right here.
I have a really good friend. I'm kind of like speaking with her on not because of this situation. This guy that she met 6 years ago. She's been sending him money. She's been sending him
money.
Yes, she's sending him cameras and all these things, and he gives her like elaborate lies. Like he works at this thing in Africa where he helped, you know, kids.
Oh no,
with disease.
This is
and
so...
he tells her he has like 3 heart attacks a day. And, you know, and he stresses her out. Like yes, and
girl,
she falls for it.
So here's the deal. They did a whole thing on 2020. You have to go find it. Send it to her. The guy is sitting at a coffee shop in Africa. This is what they do. They get women to send them money. They make all this stuff up. Like, you have to convince her, show her this report.
Well, I tried. And I even tried to go on the show Catfish. You know, I emailed them and they never emailed me back because it's obviously not me, it's my friend. But she sends him gifts to Chicago. And supposedly he's from New York. And so I went to New York in August and I said, hey girl, do you want to give me a gift so I can actually go give it to him versus you sending it via like, you know, FedEx, whatever. And she's like, no. Actually, he moved from New York to Chicago. And I'm like, oh, like where? She goes, oh, I sent it to a P.O. box.
Wow. And how long has this been going on?
6 years. Like, I love her. She's a sweet girl, but like, she doesn't want to face the truth and she does not want to talk to nobody. She don't want to be cheating on him.
God. What's the end game on this? Like, does she think she's ever going to meet this guy?
Well, the thing was, like, I think 2 years ago, she graduated from college. She's a smart girl. And she said, okay, you know, we're going on this trip, whatever. I'm going on a cruise. Meet me in L.A. He's like, okay, cool. I'm in L.A. I can meet you there. She goes to L.A. Then he said, oh, you took so long, so I left for Arizona.
Oh my God. And she, what does she say when you tell her it's fake?
She gets really sad, and she's like, no, he's real. I talked to his friends. I'm like, okay, so why don't you FaceTime him? She goes, oh, his phone doesn't work. I'm like, okay, it's 2019, 2018, and you're telling me homeboy can't FaceTime, Snapchat, Instagram Live, or anything with you, but you can send him money? Like, that is so weird.
That's
but she
awful.
Gives me all these excuses. You know what else is awful? He told her that he got someone pregnant, and he didn't know what to do, so she sent him money to support the kid, and then, quote, unquote, I'm sorry to say, I have kids of my own. And then he told her that the kid had SI, you know, the sudden infant death syndrome.
He's a terrible person.
Oh, this is horrendous.
Yeah, she's got to stop.
Yeah,
you
she
need to get
him money.
You got to get her to
I wish I could show you the
don't
picture.
Don't you just want to, like, shake her and just say, like, wake up. Come on.
No, the picture that he sent her of the child, you know, the one where you buy, like, a photo frame, like a keychain frame?
Yeah.
And it comes with a picture of a baby on it? That was the picture he sent her.
Oh, my God. Can you go on, like, what? Go and find that same picture online or in a store?
Yeah.
And say, like, look, that's the kid.
She's brainwashed at this point.
She is. It's been 6 years.
Oh,
six
my
years.
God.
My God. Doesn't she just want to give up? And like find a real boyfriend at some point. Somebody who's actually there.
She's gorgeous. She's a thick, luscious Asian. She has curves. She's beautiful. We go out and guys ask her out all the time, buying her drinks. But she said, his name's Andre, supposedly. And she said, no, Andre's going to get mad if he finds out. She has friends watching me all the time. I was like, from Chicago, New York, and in the middle of Africa.
Yeah, hello. Oh, my God.
Is he like the CIA? Too deep.
Y'all got to do an intervention, girl. That's the only thing.
Bring her on this show.
Here's what I love. Like, she's worried about like cheating on Andre. Meanwhile, Andre, didn't you say Andre got somebody pregnant?
Yeah. He did supposedly, you know, I feel bad for saying, like, he said the child's not here anymore and all that stuff. The homegirl works for Google. She should know how to Google this thing.
She does not work for Google.
I quit. I'm out.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps getting worse and worse.
I'm out of here.
All right. She just left. She's so mad.
You drove Shan out the studio.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But, yeah, I totally want to call you guys and, like, do an intervention with you and her.
Oh, my God.
So maybe she hears from someone else and be like, this is a fake.
Well, okay. Hey, do it. Call us with her one day.
Yeah, I will. Get her to agree to go on the radio with us. Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Take care of that girl over there.
Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Oof, I'm out of breath. Wow. I'm like, honestly.
When they get you for money, that's so sad. I mean, it's bad enough that they break your heart because you're that gullible. But when they get you for money, that is just
She went terrible. To L.A. to go meet him, and he said, oh, no, you took too long. I went to Arizona.
Like, how dare you? Honestly. Dang. Unreal. All right.
All right, we got to go. I can't do this. I'm leaving the room, too.
Let's go, girl.
Tomorrow also is an exciting day for me. I get my stitches taken out.
Already?
Yeah, already, girl.
Mm-mm, it's not healed properly.
How do you know?
Girl, you're my doctor. You're over here limping
Hello, Dr.
away
Shan.
And like,
yeah, but
it's all
I mean,
swollen
the incisions
purple.
Though are you know?
Have you done an examine, a proper examination?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
Do you want to see it live in person though?
Kind
of gross.
I don't know
if I can get my.
I saw the picture on Instagram. That was enough for me.
Oh my God! Wait, is your ankle really that white, or is that soft?
No, that's not that jazzy.
There we go. I knew it.
No, this is like a support sock. It actually does help because when I don't have it on, it hurts to walk. And when I do have it on, it doesn't hurt as much to walk with this support sock.
Uh-huh.
But yes, it looks like, don't I look like a granny? With
it does. I was about to say.
This, look at that.
Yeah, like, what is that?
That is so funny. Wait, but you look at the
Hold
difference.
On. Look. Oh, my God.
Oh, they look the same.
You got to take a picture of a support sock.
Here, I'm going to take a picture right here. Okay, what?
All right, there's a support sock.
Wait, is that a part of the sock or is that like a Band-Aid at the bottom there?
That's my sock. Fool.
Oh, girl.
That's called a sock. You ever seen one?
No, I don't like socks much.
Anyway, okay, sneaky feet.
Uh-huh. I know. I've ruined so many shoes. But anyway,
I got to talking earlier about how my dad used to take the stitches out when we were kids. Instead of taking us back to the hospital, he would just take them out with his pocket knife. And then people started texting. Somebody's dad took their cast off when they were a kid.
Oh, you're kidding.
With a chainsaw?
That's
like,
what I asked. I haven't heard back from them yet. I'm trying to get a hold of them because I want to hear the story.
Yeah,
but they said that they got the cast off somehow.
His dad had that Dremel drill with like the little blade attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Go right through.
I don't want you with the blade on me.
I don't trust
you. But my dad was like, "Why are we going back to the doctors when I can just do it?"
Because you're not a doctor, Big Bug.
Right. Yeah, and I'm like, "Can you wash the chicken guts off of your knife that you were just using to?" Carve a chicken.
And just pick out the things out of your head, like the stitches.
Oh, and then a lot of people were talking about that. They were like, oh, yeah, my mom used to just be like, quick, get the stitches out.
What if it was like in your, you know, like gums? What if you got your wisdom teeth pulled out or something?
No. I wouldn't. Now, he didn't do that. I was 18 when that happened. So I was able to drive myself back to the dentist to get my stitches out for that. But yeah, when I was little, he was just always, oh, yes, I'll do it. I'm like,
And where was Ginger in all this?
She was right there screaming, just like I was screaming. We were all screaming.
Yeah.
Like, we're all horrified.
Oh, no.
But you don't know my dad. There's no telling him no. Like, it's just...
Him and his cat
I remember when I was little, my uncle just... like, I had a loose tooth when I was little, and he just went in there and pulled it right out with his finger. I'm like, you...
Oh my God! Someone from the texting hotline. My grandpa used to take out the splinters I got with a knife.
Yes, so did my dad. If you got one and you couldn't get it out, then he would carve it out of you. Carve it.
See, I do that now. If I get a splinter, I'll use like a nail clipper to just kind of like just get enough skin to pull it out. I mean, I don't. You know.
What are y'all doing getting splinters?
Right. When you're a kid, you get all kind of those things.
No, but Fernando over here.
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah,
once in a while.
You really want to know.
Really, who knows what
the
I'm
doing. The bears
handling.
Up in Sonoma.
Exactly.
Right. Out there
when
in the
you're
wilderness.
Marching around Garnville with no shoes on, apparently he doesn't wear socks. Yeah. Like, of course he's getting
hurt. I get the splinters in my feet. Got to take care of that. 888-456-9970. If you or maybe your parents have done some sort of, like, surgery on you, like mine, hopefully it was minor, but who knows?
Let's go. Wake up in the morning. Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
Video's interesting to that. You go and just check it out. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but go and take a look at the new video for Break Up With Your Boyfriend. I'm bored. Hey, I wanted to share this with you guys. I went to San Diego over the weekend. I was coming back on Sunday, and our flight was delayed, which is usually not a surprise, but they said it was a maintenance issue. But what it really was Nancy Pelosi was on our flight. And security had to, like, sweep the plane, make sure it was safe.
He was on a Southwest flight?
No, she was on a United flight.
Oh, ooh, that's even worse. Leg.
I know.
I like that.
What? What's she doing on
it's
there?
It's good enough for Nancy
I
Pelosi.
Don't know.
It's good enough
why
for
was
me.
She on there?
I don't know.
Not that, me.
That's what we were all wondering. Like, all the
I
passengers
care.
Are like, why do you think Trump is, like, keeping her from, like, a presidential plane or, like, a
well,
government plane?
First of all, they don't get government planes. It's only when she's going to, like, a military site or something.
Mm-hmm. So, like, all the security that, you know, comes along with that. So that takes a little bit of time. And what I realized later, too, is that not only is, like, her whole crew, like, her whole security detail up in first class with her, but there's also, like, they spread out in the cabin. And, like maybe about 30 minutes into the flight, I noticed, like, the guy next to me has got an earpiece on. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm sitting next to the security dude.
Really? The guy was just listening to Madonna.
I know, probably. No, he didn't have
Let me just say, Fernando makes up wild stories in his head about certain things. I mean, you remember the story he made up about in Poptopia?
What?
I won't get into that.
About what?
When we were at Poptopia and there were people there and he was making up, oh, there's going to be this and they're going to do this.
These that was before it happened.
Wild, this actually crazy.
I make up stuff beforehand. Yeah. This is what really went down. So, like, the guy is, like, he's getting, you know, he's listening to stuff in his earpiece and he gets up suddenly and, like, goes to the front. I'm like, oh, what's going on? Nancy had to go to the bathroom. So, apparently, like,
God.
I mean, even, like, any move that she makes, I mean, she's got to have, like, her detail on
why
top
didn't
of
they
her.
Just go private jet? Like, you bring in all those people, you might as well just go private.
That's my money.
Girl, there's an app called Jet Suite that you could do that.
That's our money, Shane.
Oh. So then they can get all first class tickets. That's probably just the same as a private jet, right?
Listen, I don't know.
I can't do price comparison, but.
Listen, that's my money. I don't even think they should be flying. She should have driven.
Right, on a bus.
Well, yeah, and it was like a 30. I mean, it was a 30-minute delay.
Greyhound. With the way that they run our government, they deserve Greyhound.
Ooh.
That's what they all deserve. They should all be traveling cheap. They're wasting our money doing all this crap that they're doing.
Yeah, slowing people down.
No. So paying these poor government workers.
And not only that, but on the way to the runway, I saw these two. You know, it's San Diego, so there's a lot of military. And sometimes you see the military planes. But there are two, like, military planes kind of hovering around the airport. I'm like,
really?
No, they're looking out
she
for this
plane.
She should
have just hopped on one of those.
Birds. You know.
Birds don't have propellers. He's right. Funky looking military
like, oh my
plane.
God, look, there's a military plane. No, that's a pigeon.
Yeah.
You know.
They were homing pigeons, y'all. They were homing pigeons.
Yeah.
These are like military pigeons.
Great. I'm glad they're wasting my money for first class tickets.
Yeah. We will see you tomorrow morning. It is a Wednesday. Lots going on a Wednesday. Always. Fernando and Greg Faithful know. We're paying your bills. First name coming up right at 6:20. We're going to go down home with Greg's mom, Ginger. There's already controversy there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a new addition to my mom's family. But there was another new addition that people were a little bit upset about, a rabbit in the house of the cat in the year of the pig.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. We'll talk to her about that controversy tomorrow morning at 7:40.
See you then.